Okay, and now we turn to the skill testing portion of our exercises this afternoon. And I have a series of five questions, and I have an appropriate thing to provide for the correct answer. And I have a gallery of experts in front of me ready to answer these questions or to confirm that you get the right answer. So I think we'll start in order just to make it easy on me. And the first one will be from Jan's talk. Oh, it's kind of open-ended, actually, your question. So here it is. Oh, I should have done this thing you told me to say. So just how lunch works again. So the profs will jump the queue. I'm a prof. I will jump the queue. And they'll proceed to the staircase after they get their food. And there'll be other people tomorrow, as you can see, speaking as well. And there'll be also some very nice talks all week long. And with that, we'll go to Jan's talk. And his question here was, can you describe a water resources problem that you are aware of in your neighborhood? Yes.
Salination from the roads during winter. Without salt, since salt water seems to be soil, it starts to get into the water supply.
Is it a very intriguing answer? What do you think?
Yeah,
it's agreed that this is the correct answer. And now we come to the silly part. I'm going to throw it underhand because it's a little out of practice. So look around. The potential for humiliation here is very, very, very high. Francois's talk. What does the car rack... Actually, well, yes, I thought it was interesting. You realize it's related to Joanna's talk. So all these talks, even without people knowing about it, they're related to each other. Anyway, we'll move to Francois's talk. What does the car rack say about the forces? Remember at the beginning, these two cars smashing each other? Yes.
Direction
of
the car, it crashes.
This is not the force. That's certainly true, but is that what you want to hear first of all?
No, because you don't tell anything about the forces when you say that.
So we have a difficult marker here today. Symptomatic of the fact of science. Another great person? Yes.
The components of the forces are opposites, so that the... So that the result of the crash is that if the forces are opposite, then we get a crash. So the components of the two accelerations must be opposite to each other, or at least some of the components.
Yes, so the opposites have to be able to reconstruct with the initial momentum spur. Is that what you want to hear, Francois?
I'm sorry, I thought it was a simple question. But
how would you answer, Francois? What would you give? I thought that was fine, so here we go. What did you say, Francois?
That you see after the accident, one car goes to the right and one goes up, but the one to the right is not the one which has the rack on top. It's just because the rack was very loosely bound on the car and kept detached and continued in the same direction while the car went away.
Okay, so the brain power involved here is obviously it's full already. Okay, thank you. But it was such a
yeah, the book is good.
And next, from Gail's talk, this kind of interesting thing is you didn't get to it. And I found it kind of intriguing when I read it here. So here's a question. Life on Earth, including the domain Eukarya, which I guess are eukaryotes, I don't know this stuff anymore, that's the domain of that we belong to, originated long before the snowball glaciation. How might life have survived a glaciation during which the oceans were entirely frozen over? An interesting question. Yes.
Defense by the bottom of the ocean, maybe?
I don't know if you
know. Well, what was that?
Defense at the bottom
of
the ocean.
Yep, that's a perfectly good answer. That would be one way. Yes, exactly.
Well done. Oh, sorry. Congratulations on your I'll do that again in about 3 years' time. Okay, and then finally, from your talk, name at least two issues that develops developers of massively multiplayer online games need to tackle two issues. Way in the back.
All right. The problem of players to cheat, gold money, and...
I want to check with my expert. Part of you that get pretty curious about it.
That sounded like one. I mean, cheating or gold farming. I think that's just one. I mean, I mentioned two more.
An easier throw in the middle here?
The storage of like, all the information, so needing multiple servers, and having the same world for everyone, so
I appreciate your pride of not wanting to copy the so it's an overhand for that reason, to just show that I don't have a little pride too. Yeah, three years ago I tried to throw it overhand and it ended up stuck in one of those lights. I'm not exaggerating, it's really stuck there. So why do I keep on talking about it for years and years? It was so embarrassing, I can't figure it out. Seriously. Anyway, in the final talk today, before we break for lunch, and again, I encourage you all to talk to Frost. Don't be shy. People like to talk about the research more than you can probably appreciate. From Joanna's talk, why is Pearson's correlation unsuitable as a measure of dependence between extremal events? Oh, easy throw in front.
I'm not sure
what's wrong with you.
I think it's good.
Congratulations. Thank you very much.